Welcome to our worship service this morning on this nice crisp morning. I don't know if you guys think it's cold, but I think it's cold. But it's a beautiful day anyways that the Lord has made. We got the opportunity yesterday to celebrate our veterans and honor them, and I'd like to do so now. So if you are a veteran of any sort, if you could stand and we could give you a hand for your service and all that you have done for us in this country. What an honor that is to have you guys here and what you guys have done for us. Couldn't do it without you. So we also want to say Tammy and Jim have put a thank you in there, and you guys can read that for the prayers, cards, and food during Tammy's surgery this past few months and everything going on with that. There's a big thank you there for that and for the Pastor Appreciation Month. Then the community Thanksgiving service, just make sure you know that it has changed. It is a different time and place. So it is at 4:00 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Miller, not where it was before. Okay, so make sure you know that so you're at the right place at the right time. Then the Thanksgiving Eve service is still here at 7:00 on November 22nd. And we are still practicing and going with the Sunday school Christmas program. So make sure you know where you're supposed to be for that. And then we got the popover meal sign up. We're on our second page. Keep filling it out. Keep doing that so we can have a good time with fellowship throughout the week and doing those things. Just remember that the deadline is December 3rd. So make sure you know that. And then we are doing the Meals on Wheels. And if you want to talk to anybody that knows more about that, don't talk to me. But you can read that, what we need to do, November 22nd through December 1st. So make sure you know that. And there's sign-up sheets out there in the foyer for that. And there's also sign-up sheets for Club Rock Snacks, Fellowship Time Snacks, Youth Group Snacks, the Meals on Wheels deal, and the some other stuff, the popovers. We also would like to open the opportunity for, we are doing for Club Rock, we have a chest that if you do well, each teacher puts in two names and you get your name in the drawing. And then, so like last week we put in 10 names for each group, two from each group. And then this week I'll draw out 5 names and then each get a prize out of the prize box. It's nothing huge. I mean, it's little, like a candy bar or whatnot. So if you would like to donate to that or fill that chest up, however, if you have stuff in your closet or if you want to go to the dollar store or whatever, that would be great if you guys could do that. If you have stuff you want to, if not, that's totally fine too. And then we have another one. If they memorize their verse, then we get it's a smaller chest, bigger prizes. So, and we've had one do that already and that was a lot of fun. So if you guys would like that, that would be great. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Timothy 2, 5, and 6. And it says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time."
Again, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 473. Either take your hymn books or look up on the screen. Victory in Jesus, number 473. I ask you to stand with me, please. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory!
Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
If you take this time to greet one another and let each other know you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just got a couple that one was sent to me yesterday from the Aaron Holtz family. The Schmautz family, they are from Pierre. They had a son that graduated high school last year. That son, Hayden, was killed yesterday in a head-on collision. And so we need to be praying for the Schmautz family. They're pretty close to the Aaron Holtzes. Also, This past Wednesday and last Sunday, we were able to celebrate baptisms, and this past Wednesday, the Ehrenholz family and then Bella Sandness were baptized. So they joined the others of Owen, Amelia, and Diana last Sunday. So we rejoice with seeing those individuals come forward in obedience for baptism. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So June's praise is their granddaughter Hazel and husband Will are expecting their first granddaughter. When is the... Sorry, your granddaughter Hazel and Will, not sure what the child will... Okay. Well, that is a huge praise. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley. Ernie, along is a reminder that there's several in our community, but Ernie's going to be traveling out west to collect his harvest his deer. That's, I believe that is what the correct term. But Ernie's safety in his travels and hunting and getting back safely. We know that God is able to provide travel mercies. So, yes, Ernie. Okay.
I didn't ask the doctor about the
volunteer. The old better ask forgiveness than permission. Yes. And that is the reminder. Ernie is, we prayed for a stress test, and he passed that, did well, and waiting upon the facility and peer for the beginning of his radiation treatments for his prostate cancer. So we'll be praying for all those health issues as well as your travel this week. Other prayer requests. Yeah, Omar.
After 6 weeks of vertigo, I'm finally well.
Why did you say that?
Yes, Omar has been dealing with a long bout of vertigo and multiple doctor's visits, and so it's glad to see that the world is staying where it's supposed to be. And we'll pray that that continues. And I know Darlene will also pray the same thing. Yes. Paula.
I'm fighting some, what I'm calling it, atrial flutter. I had stress tests and my heart does not have any blockages. So I'm trying to convert it with medication. I'm praying that that could work soon.
Yeah, well, yeah. Paula has also been dealing with atrial flutter with her heart. Did a stress test. There's no blockages, but pray that the medication helps. But then the other prayer request is Grace. Their daughter is going to be induced tomorrow for their next child. And so we'll pray for Grace and all that goes well tomorrow for her and the baby. And then the travel plans for Paula and Greg during the Thanksgiving break to go be with them. Mike.
With this praise and a request, seniors had some, they went down for their senior trip and had some issues with their vehicle, but they made it down there safely. And the request is just for the seniors and the staff with
the seniors are on their senior trip. We'll pray for them, a little vehicle trouble, but also Mr. Hall noticed in getting prepared, this is the first senior trip that he has been on that Mr. Burma nor I are on. So he's flying solo, but they're down in Kansas City at the ministry I grew up under at Youth Front now. It used to be called Youth for Christ, and they're at the Lucene Camp be praying for them, but also the rest of the student body, high schoolers, will be scattering across the state for servant days, and then the junior hires are staying local to do some service projects and just the opportunities they'll have of joining different ministries. Several of them will be on the reservations scattered across our state. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Gary. Amen. That the song we sang with Victory in Jesus, but yes, the promise of eternity with Christ walking the streets of gold is always what we should keep in our forefront, both as a goal and as a living in light of each day. Yes. The prayer request, ongoing prayer request, but also praise that the weather has been holding for our farmers to be getting in and getting the crop out, as well as the crop is doing quite well. And so we understand the stress that that places on our producers, it's both equipment, people, trying to get things done. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given us. We are told to rejoice in the Lord because you have made this day. And Father, I pray for the cares and concerns we have on our hearts that maybe have been unspoken. There's a lot that goes on in our lives that are so much out of our control. Or at least we maybe think we can, and then we worry. You told us in your word to not be anxious about anything. In fact, it's worded in such a way that we should stop being anxious. But we are to pray. Father, we lay these requests before you, knowing that it is of your good pleasure that you hear us, that you determined before the foundations of the world began to send your Son, to pave the way back to you, even before you created Adam and Eve, even before they chose to sin. You knew how we were made. First and foremost, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were also sinners by nature and by action. And so your Son came into this world to seek and to save those who are lost. And in drawing us into your family through the gift of salvation, you change our citizenship, that we are now citizens of heaven. And as the reminder of the song, that we do have victory in Jesus, and ultimately his victory over the sin and death, we benefit, that we have the hope of eternal life, and one day we will see our Savior face to face. Father, I pray for also the other aspects of belonging to your family, that Jesus came to bring life and bring it abundantly, that we would experience the abundant life on a day-to-day basis. Father, we lift up these requests. We pray that you would be with the Schmaltz family in the loss of their son and the tragedy involved and the friends and family that are devastated. We just pray that you would be an ever-present help during this time. We also lift up those that are going through medical and health issues. Pray for Ernie, as grateful for the stress test that he passed, and we pray for the upcoming radiation treatments. Ask that as he goes and enjoys the area's West River this week, that you would bring him success in his hunt and safety in his travels, as well as hunting and a time of connecting with family. Father, we also pray for Paula, that you would be using the medication to help with her heart. We lift up Grace to you as tomorrow's the day of being induced, and pray for her and the baby that all would go well, that you would bring wisdom to the doctors and safety, and that as her and Stephen welcome a new family member, that all would go well. Father, we pray that you would be with Paula and Greg and give them peace of mind and heart, that grace is in your hands and the baby's in your hands as well. We lift up Ron and June's granddaughter Hazel and their pregnancy. I just ask that you would help Hazel and the baby through the months ahead. We lift up and praise you that Omar is doing better and dealing with this vertigo, that you would continue to heal him of that and help him to be able to enjoy the days again. Father, we pray for the students in our area, all the activities that go on as the co-curricular activities of to help make a well-rounded student. We pray for those at Sunshine, especially the seniors, as they are already down in Kansas City, that you would continue to watch over them, that you would give Mr. Hall wisdom and insight, leading devotions and the work projects around the camps, but also the opportunity to, as a class, to grow closer together. And I pray for the other classes as they go out from our state and come alongside of different ministries, that they would be a help, as well as to see what you're doing in our state. You would draw them closer together as classes. Father, we pray that you would continue to be with those that are out harvesting, those are out hunting as well for safety. We thank you for the weather we've received, that you know exactly what we need and you have been providing. But we pray for each day, the challenges that come, that you would give wisdom and patience for each of our producers as they deal with animals and deal with equipment. Father, we are grateful for the ministries that you've raised up, the opportunity to speak into the lives of youth and students in our community. Father, we pray for just the different ministries that you've raised up around the world. We just ask that you would be with our missionaries. Thank you for their sacrifice on your behalf into the lives. We have received word that you would be with Susan Maines, and she deals with some of the respiratory health issues she's been dealing with. Father, we also pray for our world and all the turmoil that is going on, especially in the Middle East and Ukraine, that you would intervene, that the Prince of Peace would work in the hearts of in those areas, and that the evil one would be pushed aside. Father, it is out of our hands, so we lift it into yours, and we pray. Father, we ask that you would receive this offering from your people, that you would bless it, both for your work here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. As I was been sitting here thinking here the last couple of minutes, thinking back to a song that we haven't done for a little while, but it talks about how great is our God, how awesome he is. I mean, he's in control of everything, from the crops to the weather to our safety, looking over us as we travel. And as we've been listening to the sermons of, you know, but God, sometimes, you know, things may not go in our favor. Sometimes the answer is no, but we know that he's in control of all. And that's been just kind of sticking with me a little bit. You know, there's nothing that God does not know. Nothing takes him by surprise. You know, my vision and my knowledge is pretty limited, but I know that I can rest in the knowledge that he knows all and he's in control of all, and he can take care of any of my needs without any effort, or it takes me a whole lot of effort to do what I think I need to get done. But let's stand and sing a few songs this morning. The other thing that we do know is that he will reign forever. The other really neat thing is that we get to spend eternity with him. the things that trouble us and stress us out will all be gone. A seat for this last song.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your arms are open and that you are ready to receive us, that you love us and want a relationship with us. And I pray this morning as we look in your word and we see the truth of the gospel message and the reality of your love for us and your willingness to make a way for us to have that relationship. I pray that we'd be receptive to what you have to say this morning. And I pray especially if anyone here does not know Christ as their Savior, that they would receive clearly that message this morning and might understand that need and make that decision today. In Jesus' name,